The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
6 o'clock it is. We'll start.
Hi. Welcome to Happy Hour. Who's here for the first time at Happy Hour? Show of hands, please. Yeah, great. Welcome. Yay. Welcome. So, everything you need to know will be presented to you in this practice. No previous experience necessary. And also to say that the bulk of our time together, this hour together, is going to be a guided meditation, about half hour. And I will be guiding in a particular way. And please know that something different might arise for you. May not be exactly as the invitations are being given. So as long as you're kind with whatever is arising, as long as you're not judgmental towards, well, my experience is different, just being kind, holding it and turning towards it with kindness and ease, then you are doing this practice exactly as it's intended to be. There's no right or wrong as long as you're being with whatever is arising, even if it seems the opposite of what the invitations are, if you're working with it with kindness towards yourself and towards whatever is coming up, then it's in the spirit of happy hour. So for tonight's topic, I have a lot of different ideas, and then I thought I would do something different and radical, which is just ask, what's up? What is alive for you? What's alive in the room for you, in your life, in your practice, in your heart? What is really alive? And just getting a sense of what's happening in the room. You know, that's one advantage of being here in the room and bringing yourself to happy hour. Tonight you get to form what is being taught. What would be supportive to you tonight? If you had your own guided meditation designed tonight, what would it be on? Wow. Okay. So popcorn style, just whoever wants to share. Yeah, please. Do you want a mic or would you like me to repeat it? We'll get you the mic, why not? Let's do this properly tonight.
Thank you. I've been struggling with being present, really being present, and I've noticed that so much of my time is either remembering or planning. Neither of those being right here, right now. And so I continue to try to notice that's what I'm doing and then reel it in and come back to the moment. It's really hard for me.
Okay, great, great. Thank you so much for sharing that. I will incorporate that into the meditation tonight. Great, what else? What else is up for you? Anything? Yeah, please.
I've been trying to watch the
football.
Things that occupy most of my thoughts. You know, like what are the sticking points or the distractions? And in trying to turn toward them, paying attention to them, and trying to give myself permission to pursue solving them instead of it's there, it's not going to happen. It's like I keep it there at this distance, I've noticed, but then if I really turn toward it, I mean, it involves a lot of things, but simply that's, you know, like, how can I really immerse myself in it and try to then release it?
Yeah. So if I understand what you're bringing up is how to skillfully turn towards but not get enmeshed in the thinking and problem solving and going over it, you know, thinking, but really sitting with it in a skillful way with kindness. Is that, am I capturing it?
Or possibly asking and then letting go of what mm-hmm. the outcome is, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but setting the wheels in motion to try to solve it and then stepping back.
Okay. Thank you for that. Great. I'm making a plan. Okay, great. What else? What's alive for you? What's up for you?
Hello. Hi. I have been trying to cope and deal with the loss of a friend who died a couple months ago, and I guess still kind of grieving, but in disbelief. So, I don't know, I've just been trying to sit with it and not trying to make conclusions about anything, but just trying to go with it. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, and thank you for speaking to that, bringing into the room what you're sitting with, grief. Yeah. I will definitely incorporate that, because it's a human condition. We've all grieved, either for people we've lost, or with ideas, with hopes we've lost. So loss is a part of a human condition, grief. So thank you for that. Great. Okay. Any other burning ones? Yes, one last one.
Some happiness, some positive thoughts washing over, sort of like the traditional happy, you know, the traditional metta and such like.
Lovely.
If that will fit in.
It will absolutely fit
in. Okay.
There is space for grief and there is space for joy. 10,000 sorrows and 10,000 joys. If we can hold a multitude, why are we doing this practice for?
Thank you.
Yeah, great. I saw your hand. Are you wanting to say something too? Or
no, I just enjoyed that. I don't need the mic. I just would like an hour of refuge.
An hour of refuge, yeah.
I don't need to learn anything particularly. I don't need to accomplish
anything. Yeah, so just being here. So I'm going to repeat that for people who are going to hear the audio dharma. Being here is a form of refuge. Thank you for bringing yourself here and appreciating this hour as a time of refuge. So I'm going to invite, actually, I'm going to incorporate that also. Great. Okay, well, I think we're all set for tonight. Okay, great. So, so this is the time I always ask people, especially those who are new, to see if their bodies need more props, if you need something for your back to be comfortable, your bottom cushion to be comfortable, especially if your legs are dangling and not flat on the floor, if you need something to bring them, raise them, because it's important to be grounded on the floor. So if you need to get up and get cushions, this is the perfect time to do that. Otherwise, I'm going to ask you to arrive, land in your body. If it's comfortable, to close your eyes. Ever so gently, or if not, it can be open very softly in front of you. Soft gaze. Just receiving light. And to land in this body, to really invite yourself to land, to take refuge, to become aware of taking refuge in this moment. In this moment, in this body, in this space. That has never been, this moment has never been and will never be again like this. to land, to rest in your body, to really inhabit, to really fully land and sit tall in this body, in this moment, in this space. And the sensations of this body that remind you that you are alive, you're conscious. Sensations in your hands. The softness, the hardness of the contact points. Coolness and warmth. The deliciousness of sensing, the miracle of these sensations, this body that can feel. As if you were a Martian who just landed in this body for the first time. Being awed by the miracle of all these sensations alive, tingling, wherever they call you, these sensations in your body. Could be your hands, could be your sit bones, your bottom contacting the chair, the cushion, your feet, your legs touching the floor. Maybe the sensations of the breath. The breath as it is breathed, moving in and out. And with each breath, landing more deeply in the sensations of the body, taking refuge in this moment. Telling yourself, ever so gently and kindly, oh dear one, in this moment, nowhere to go and nothing to do than to just rest. And let the breath breathe you in this moment. Trusting that this is a radical practice. This is a radical thing you're giving yourself to. Not problem solving, not remembering, not planning future, past. And as you see, as you find yourself visited by memories that just have to be attended to, or problems that say, I need to be solved right now. For now, for this part of the practice, smiling at them friendly, in a very friendly way, with friendliness, and saying, not now. I'll come to you later when the time is right. But right now, I'm giving myself wholeheartedly to this practice, taking refuge in this moment, the safety of this bubble that is my heart, declaring declaring the confident lion's roar. This is my refuge right now. There is nothing wrong with thinking. But as Einstein said, we cannot solve our problems with the same mind that created them. So let go. Let go and trust that as you give yourself wholeheartedly landing, breathing, sensing your body, a different knowing will be available. Above and beyond your imagination. So for a few minutes, we will just feel the sensations in the body. Feel the sensations of breathing like a lullaby. And kindly say, not now, not now, to any visitors. The kindness is key. Otherwise, we're giving them power. Remember, as you're visited by thoughts and memories and plans, smile at them. Really, physically smile, will you? Physically smile. Say thank you, not now. See how that changes your practice. Experiment. Remember to smile. Physically smile. At the thoughts, memories. Thank you, but not right now. I'll attend to you later. I trust if you're important enough, you'll come back again. Smile. Notice what happens when you smile at the thoughts. Notice what happens for you. Not just for the fun of it, frown at them. Just to see the comparison physically when they come. Kind of give him a stern look, frowning. Not now. See how that feels differently in the body. Not so good. Tight. Ouch. Let's go back to smiling. Having spent a few minutes just inviting a settling, grounding, unification of mind, as if tilling the soil. I'd like to invite you to first feel your body again. If for some reason you have left the sensations of the body, have become more heady, feeling the sensations. And noticing where there might be a sense of ease, pleasantness, comfort, joy. In your body. Maybe your hands feel comfortable. The whole idea of sitting here with your body relaxed. And this hall is comfortable, safe, feels okay, okayness. Maybe your breath feels calming and soothing. It could be a very subtle feeling of just okayness. Or it can show up as happiness. Or goodness, whatever it is for you, however subtle it is. Notice it, invite it with each breath to spread. See if you can invite yourself to rest in the ease and the goodness that's present right here, right now. realizing that the capacity for goodness, for ease, for okayness can be so wide and expansive. If you rest in it, if you trust it and relax into it, it can feel so expansive. In your heart and mind, further expanded beyond the limits of your physical body. As if you're breathing in goodness and breathing out goodness and peace and ease. Just beyond, a few inches beyond the limit of your body. That there is enough space for other things to be present just as they are. No part left out. And whether it's grief, sadness, loss, or problems in your life that beckon you, emotions around them, there can be plenty of space for all of this to be here, in this wide space of okayness. The grief, loss, sadness, emotions can be here too. I invite letting go of the story though. Let go of the story, of the thoughts, especially if what's coming up are issues and problems in your life. Let go of the story. But turn towards the feelings in the body. Again, not the storyline. Let that go. But just the feeling, just the raw feeling, sensations, perception in the body. The grief is like this. Or emotion of sadness, or contraction, whatever it is. What does it feel like in the body? Let it be welcome. Let it be held. And again, if stories come up, let go of the stories. We don't turn towards the stories, but just the raw sensations, feelings, the emotions in the body. And when you notice that your mind is collapsing into the emotion, expand the field of okayness. Wider, expand it, relax into your body. Expanding the space. And breathing with whatever is arising. Perhaps a challenge. Breathing with it in this expanse of space. As if you're breathing, holding space. Being present with a companion, with a dear friend. You don't tell them to stop feeling the way they are. You don't try to fix it. You just sit with them, breathe with them. maybe hold their hand with kindness. Just hold their hand with kindness. As if this emotion is a dear friend holding its hand. Now, dear, I'm here for you. And just as you might open the curtains and the window to let fresh air and let sun in, this expansiveness of view as you sit with your friend and hold their hands, you do the same for yourself. This too can be held. This too has enough space to be honored. Just as it is. At any point, if it feels overwhelming, the emotions, ground yourself in the body, sensations of your sit bones, your bottom on the cushion, your feet, your hands, your breath. Just the simplicity of taking refuge in this moment. Whatever is arising in this moment, it's all okay. Welcoming yourself wholeheartedly to this moment. Whatever is arising, part of the causes and conditions of making this moment like this. Recognizing that there can be ease and goodness present as an underlying fabric of your experience, no matter what. And that what we experience is a function, is made up of our way of looking, our way of perceiving. Let us exercise our choice to perceive the goodness, to perceive the expansiveness, the okayness, the ease that we can turn our minds to, knowing that that is present any time we choose. And be here to provide us with stability. Stability to be with whatever arises or not. And for the last part of this practice session, I just invite you to rest, relax in the body, and just let the breath breathe you. Just let the breath breathe you, taking refuge, the simplicity of the breath in this moment. And for the last moment of this practice, I invite you to hold the palm in your heart center, the middle of your chest. Not your heart that's on the left side, but the heart center. The hand or both hands. And just appreciating both yourself. Also everyone here in this room doing this practice with you. All of us, brothers and sisters, siblings, in this human condition, in birth and death, in joys and sorrows, guided meditation. The themes we covered, just to remind you, some of them were first settling, taking refuge in the body in this moment, and as the triple jewel is taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, taking refuge and thinking of the Buddha as the Buddha within, the simplicity of being present in this moment, taking refuge in the dharmas, the teachings, the way things are, the unfolding nature of this experience, the simplicity of this experience, taking refuge in this moment, being here. And in a moment we'll turn our minds to taking refuge in the Sangha, which is community. So hold on for that, I'll explain it in a moment. But after that, the invitation was, as we were doing this, to experiment with smiling at what we consider distractions coming up, thoughts from the past, plans for the future. And I ask you to actually frown sternly once. Did you try it? Did anyone try the frown? How did it feel? Pop, just shout out. What did it feel in your body? Not good. Tense. Unpleasant.
Weird.
Weird. Anything? Any other experiences? Icky. Tightness. Yeah, just kind of like, oh. And then did you try the smile? Instead, smiling at, okay. Show hands. Who tried the smiling? Okay, almost everyone. Okay. What did you notice when you tried the smiling?
Just the opposite.
Just the opposite.
Everything.
You're a generalist. You just say everything opposite of everything.
No, okay. Opposite of frowning.
Opposite of frowning. So how did that feel? Give more words.
Relaxing.
Relaxing. Relaxing. What else?
Funny.
Funny. Great. What else?
Playful.
Playful. What happened with the relationship with the quote-unquote distractive thoughts as you smile at them? There was ease. There was some ease. Yeah.
They didn't seem that serious.
They didn't seem that serious anymore. Yeah. Cool. Anything else you noticed? For me, it almost seemed like they were smiling back, like, okay, well, we just tried, but like they went about their merry way. Like, okay. It became... Yeah, it helps you come back to the present. Okay, so I want to stress that because what actually happens is we usually don't... What we do when we have these distracting thoughts, we get tight. That tightness shows up. We get tight. And actually, they keep happening. The whole body is tight and the whole mind is tight. They keep happening and happening. We've given them power. We've given our rein. Like, okay, here, continue, keep going. Whereas actually with a stance of friendliness, not now. It's one way to deal with it. The self-judgment, that sternness actually hooks them in place. So experiment with this in your practice later. It's all good, part of sound meditation. So, and then as a part of the practice, we turned to noticing goodness. That's another theme someone had suggested, happiness, goodness. Oh, we notice goodness. Oh, there is goodness. There's just part of the body that feels good. What if we land there, expand it, and then feel there is enough space, plenty of space to hold whatever challenges are arising, whether it's grief, whether it's sadness, whether it's problems that need to be solved, letting go of the stories, but turning towards the emotions in this expansive state. And again, if you find yourself collapsing into the challenge, expanding, there's so much more, there's so much more. There's so much space to hold it all. Don't let the foreground become the challenge. Let it have a space here, but it's a large space. So that's kind of the rundown of what we did. So for the next part, the taking refuge of in Sangha, many people come to IMC for community, refuge in community, and we rarely actually do community activities. And Happy Hour is one place that we found. It's a lovely place. We do it just for a few minutes. And people usually have some trepidation before we do it. It's like, oh, they want to get up and leave. But then when they do it, they always say, oh, glad we did it. Wow, this was really nurturing, nourishing to connect with another human being on this path. So I'll set it up briefly. As always, in a moment we'll get into groups of three. And each person will just have 1 minute to talk. And it's not so much the what you're talking about, it's the how. It's the setting up of the process. And the how is you'll be listening without interrupting, without asking questions, without saying me too, just giving your complete presence, just listening with your whole body. So start practicing now. Feel your body as you're listening to me. Can you feel your feet? Can you feel your bottom? Can you feel your hands? Maybe the breath as it moves. Can you feel while you're listening to me? It's not so hard. Anybody can't feel a part of your body as you're listening to me? Everybody, okay, raise your hand if you can feel a part of your body as you're listening to me. Okay, if you're not raising your hand, are you asleep? Okay, great. Okay, good. Everybody's awake. Everybody's with me. Good. Okay. So, feel... feel a part of your body while you're listening to the other person. Give them your full attention. And listen with kindness. This is about cultivating kindness. What if they can say no wrong? Whatever they're saying, they can say no wrong. Just experiment. It's for a minute or two, okay? And when it's your turn to speak, try to stay embodied. It's a little harder, I'll tell you now. But speak from your heart, not from your head. You're talking for yourself, not to impress them, not to educate them. You're just being held witness by two other human beings. So you're just speaking as little or as much as you wish about your experience. And the prompt, which is the least interesting part of this whole thing, is what was this practice, guided meditation, like for you? And you might say, I fell asleep through the whole thing, I didn't hear a word of it. Or you might say, I didn't like it at all, or I loved it, I had this insight. Doesn't matter what you say. It's how you're holding space for others and how you're speaking from your experience. Does that make sense? Okay? All right. So each person will speak for about a minute or two from your experience. Stay embodied. So the practice, really the process, is the practice. So, and if you came here with someone, please get into a group with people you do not know. So go find other people to just talk with for a few minutes. Great. If you need partners, raise your hand. Great. Okay. Here's number three. All right. So we have a few minutes for reflections, comments, questions on both the first part of the practice and the second part of our practice, community practice. What came up for you? What did you learn? Don't be shy.
I liked the fact that you used the word space a lot, and it just kind of seemed like it allowed, at least for me, it allowed me to just be in this space, and then anything that would be a hook to, well, a hook, would be out there.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually visualized the space. Nice. It was great. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Love it. And as you're pointing your fingers, like, out there, it's like, oh yeah, there's so much space. And oh yeah, the hook is kind of a little thing in the hero. It comes and goes, but it's the sense of space is beautiful.
Well, even things other people said, you know, to me, I just become aware that there's a lot of hooks out there.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I can't remember the word, but, you know, the circle that you have there for the hook to get into, you know. Uh-huh. I could almost visualize those going down so they're not available for the hooks.
Nice. You know? I love that image. Cool. Your hook spaces, circles are going down. That's great. Nice. Thank you for sharing that. Beautiful. What else? What other reflections? You both have one. Yeah.
For me, the meditation, there were several actually nice parts of it for me. They were very brief, though, so and my brain gets boggled, so I had forgotten most of them, and it was really nice to hear other people talk because it sort of reminded me of what they were, and I feel like I'll take more of it home because of that.
Lovely. So actually the discussing with others afterwards helped your experience land more deeply.
I think so.
Beautiful. Yeah. Do you remember what a few nuggets perhaps were that came up for you?
Yes, the space, that it all can float in that space. Even what you said at the end about boundaries, and a sense of okayness.
Mm.
Yeah.
that nothing needed to be done or changed, or that it was all just okay. And also just taking refuge in this moment, that was okay, just to do nothing but take refuge right here now.
Lovely.
Oh, and the deeper wisdom, the deeper knowing.
Yeah.
That was a biggie.
Nice. Great. Sounds like there are a lot of different things that really brought up a dropping in deeper for you that you're taking forward. Lovely. Yay.
Yeah, it was.
Awesome. What else? What did you think of the taking refuge in community, that the practice, the community practice? Any reflections on that specifically? Or anything that did not work for you? You can bring it on also. Any questions? Any complaints? Everything is welcome.
I was just reminded of the commonality of human experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was hearing about places I've been and different places in the lifespan. Mm. So that was really good.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that. It's the common humanity in different places. It's not personal. You know, in Buddhism we keep saying it's not personal. And when you talk with different, when you have this community experience and different, that's an experience in this part of the lifespan. It's not personal. This is the kind of thing that arises in this time. This is the kind of thing that arises at this time. We're all sisters and brothers in birth, old age, sickness, loss, love, joy, sorrow, and death. It's just, it's all part of this arc. It's not so personal. We think of it as personal. Beautiful. It's a lovely note to end on. So thank you all for coming to Happy Hour and practicing together. May our practice be a cause and condition for freedom, liberation, and happiness of all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. And also for those who are new, I'd like to say that everything here is offered freely and by volunteers. If you're moved to support the center, you're welcome to. There are opportunities. And if not, it's all offered freely. So enjoy. Have a lovely evening.